This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 949. Level up your overall trend to raise your academic Task 1 score.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 18 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our two-minute quiz at allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Is an overall trend really that important in Task 1 essays? Yes. In fact, your score depends on it. Find out the difference between a mere band 6 overall trend and a band 7 or higher trend today.
Hello, my friend and co-host Aubrey. How's it going?
Hey, Jessica. Great. We are planning. Well, guys, really quick, we are going to get some amazing vocabulary for your overall trend and how to write overall trends that score 7 or higher. But I have to tell you, Jessica, really fast.
Yeah.
We're planning this ski trip for, early in the year, in January.
Okay.
And I'm kind of horrified because I used to ski and snowboard a lot, but I haven't in a while. But I'm also very excited because I haven't been in a long time. So we'll see.
Well, keep us updated. Yeah, I grew up skiing. It was because in the States, I don't know how this is in other countries that have snowy mountains, you know, like Japan or Switzerland. Like, I know there are snowy mountains in other places. But where I grew up, it was near Lake Tahoe, and Lake Tahoe is very famous, at least on the West Coast, for having lots of ski resorts. So like growing up near there, it was just a thing. Like, everybody had to go to ski school, you know, on the weekends. And so I did that. And then when I was a teenager, I threw away my skis and would only snowboard because I thought it was way cooler. And so you did both as well.
I was the same thing. I skied as a kid. And then once I hit like high school, college, I was like, oh, snowboarding's cooler. I'm not going to ski anymore. We have this in common.
I would say, guys, that if there were a change over time question comparing skiing and snowboarding, this would be the overall trend, guys. Overall, an increasing number of people snowboarded over the time period exhibited, while fewer people chose to ski.
And that would probably be accurate for the chart.
Yes. Totally. So that's awesome. That's what we're talking about today, guys. We are talking about how to bring your overall trends from a band 6 to a band 7 or higher. Because recently, guys, I decided to sort of revamp the writing module in 3 Keys IELTS based on the number of students that we have seen getting 7 and higher on their writing, and also based on current trends on the IELTS exam, right? Because the IELTS exam itself changes over time, and we want to give you guys the most up-to-date information. So one of the things that I made completely new lessons for was the overall trend. Now, Aubrey, what is an overall trend?
Yeah, this is a statement you put in a Task 1 academic essay, which tells overall what you see in the chart or the graph, the information provided, what overall information is there.
Exactly. So this overall trend, guys, it has to be there, okay? If you don't have an overall trend, again, it's just one sentence, but if you do not have it in your academic Task 1 essay, your task score automatically a 5 or lower, depending on the rest of your essay.
Right.
But yeah, that one sentence decides, like, can you get a 6 or higher for task?
Exactly. It's right in the scoring rubric. It's necessary. There's no way you can get away with not doing it. And not only do you have to have it there, but it has to be, it can't be, you know, just like a few words and not really cover the information in the essay, or your score is still going to be low. We see
totally.
A lot of band 6 overall trends. So today we're going to share, what does a band 6 overall trend look like? And what does it look like if it's band 7 or higher?
Awesome. And we're also going to talk about the difference between different kinds of graphs and how that is reflected on the overall trend. So the first question we're going to talk about today is the change over time type of graphs, because these are, I think these are easier, like out of all the possible number representations, guys, that you will see, I think change over time, the line graphs that show you numbers that literally change over time, right? Because there's a different years or months or hours even. I think this type of information is easier to write about. What do you think?
Yes. Yeah, for sure. And in fact, when I'm grading essays, when I'm helping personal coach students, I often will see them mistake a static essay for change over time and describe it as a change over time essay, but not very much the other way. And I think part of that is because it is kind of an easier way to think about it.
Totally.
It's, you see the information in the bars and you're thinking, oh, this is changing. You see it and you think it's changing, even though sometimes it's just a snapshot of a specific time. So yeah, I agree. They're definitely easier to write about. They're easier to understand when you just look at a graph and there are dates changing over time. It's easier to understand what's happening there.
Yeah, totally. And that is a mistake that a lot of students make that you were talking about. They understand the change over time, and so they transfer all of those ideas onto every graph they see, which, like, you can't do that. So it all comes down to the function, guys. And here is a reason why learning about IELTS from people like us, from teachers like us who know the exam, and we've been teaching about this exam for so many years, you guys. This is why it's important to learn from us, because we could explain how they're different. Where like a person that's new to IELTS, they won't even understand themselves what is the difference between static and change over time. I know I didn't when I first started teaching IELTS. Did you?
No, definitely not, right? We're not used to looking at information displayed that way that much. And if we do, we don't have to analyze it and decide what information is most important, what exactly is happening here. It's just not a skill that most people have to learn throughout their education. It's not a given.
Yeah, totally, guys. This isn't a thing that we do normally.
Right.
Like, this is like the one thing I feel like is the weirdest about IELTS. Like, everything else I feel like can't mirror everyday English and actual English skills. I feel like it's a good measure of those skills, except for academic task one. It is so weird. So anyway, let's get to it, guys. So an overall trend for change over time is general, guys. Okay, here's the first tip. Do not put any numbers in your overall trend, okay? Overall is, it's the opposite of specific. Like, that's the thing. So we're giving nothing specific here. We're just saying, overall, how did these numbers change from the beginning of the graph to the end of the graph, right? Don't report any specific things in the middle. That's what you'll talk about in the body. So what we want to do, the function of change over time is going up or going down. And contrast that with static, the function is comparison, bigger and smaller. So that's the difference, right? Overall change over time, what increased, what decreased. Overall for static is like overall, what's the highest and the lowest, right?
Right, exactly.
Hello, awesome IELTS students. Today's episode is a great start to level up your writing for the IELTS exam. But guys, if you want the complete system of strategies, tips, and tricks to be done with IELTS, check out our course, 3 Keys IELTS. Go right now to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. See you in there, guys.
Okay, so we're going to provide a band 6 change over time. So, you know, the overall trend is there, but it's not strong enough to get you a 7 or higher. So, like, if, for example, you had a chart that's showing information for males and females and the degrees they get after their bachelor degree, after a master's, like further education, the overall trend might be, overall, both males and females chose to get postdoctoral degrees more often.
Right. Yeah. So that is like, that's enough for a band six, because like you are fulfilling the expectations of an overall trend, right? You're saying overall, both of these lines went up. Like they
right.
both like the man line and the lady line increased because they got more degrees. Now, if we're going to make that more complicated so we can get a band seven or higher overall trend in there, this is what it would look like, guys. We would say overall, both genders increasingly received postdoctoral degrees, while males consistently held a higher number of these degrees than females in this time period. So I think what we're doing is like, we're saying they both increased, yes, but we're also noting that males were higher than females. So we're adding the comparison, giving more information about that comparison.
Exactly, right? Without providing any specific details or numbers, you're really giving a good idea of overall what information was there. It's a little more complicated, like you said, a little richer, instead of just a really basic sum up of what's there. And that is going to get you that band seven or higher.
Exactly. So I think the rule here is like, if you could give a simple overall trend, like this increases, right? And then say while, and then give another sort of extra overall trend. Like that's what really makes sure that you're going to impress the examiner here. Okay. So let's take static. What's an example static table we could describe?
So let's say we had a table of water consumption for European countries that show the difference between domestic and agricultural areas, or rather what's used like farms and in homes, right? So band six might be overall French residents consumed more water than other European nations.
Literally all we're saying there is like, the French people had the highest numbers. Like, and that's it. That's all you need for a band six static overall trend. So again, like if we're going to make this band seven or higher, we are going to add something with the word while. So what is a band seven or higher overall trend, Aubrey?
For example, you could say overall, French residents utilized more water than other European nations, while in general, farms took a more massive amount of this resource than private households. You can see how much is added by adding while and then providing more information about the graph. Again, not specifics, not real details, but just overall, what happened, who used the most, and in which areas.
Yes, awesome. So guys, you can see that the difference between a six and a seven is large, right? If you guys have been listening for a while, maybe you'll remember when Lindsay and I talked about my conversations with other examiners, and we noted that the gap between a six and a seven is the biggest gap compared to like between a five and a six or a seven and an eight. Like those differences are much smaller than between right. a six and a seven. Like if you're going to jump up by that much, by that band point, it takes a lot, you guys. Like it's like really different between a six and a seven. So this is just showing you like one little aspect of that, like in the overall trend. So yes. Again, guys, I have redone some lessons in our writing module because as we're working with students and we are seeing so many sevens in writing, I'm expecting more from you guys now. I'm not just expecting a seven anymore. I'm expecting 7.5. I'm expecting 8 on writing. So that's why we've really leveled up our lessons in the writing module.
Yes, it's been amazing. This past week, I've been able to grade a few essays from a student who started at maybe sixes and sevens or seven, 7.5. And now that I've graded some essays, I've given him that feedback, he's been able to push it and he's writing eights and nines. I'm actually so excited for him to take the IELTS exam and get his scores because he's using all of these three key strategies and what you've added to really make it level up to get those higher scores. You can get an eight or higher if you use strategies.
Yes, I love it. Oh, I'm excited. I know that this student is going to be on the show soon. Like after yes, he gets sure. his scores. Oh my gosh. Okay, guys, if you want to see these brand new writing lessons that, you know, higher expectations, guys, this is what we're focusing on right now. Let's level up your score. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. All right. Awesome. Aubrey, thanks for talking about this very specific topic today.
Yes, this is a fun one. I'll see you next time.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.